FM CHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Shift your consciousness. And now, Metaphysical Minds with Shea Barker.
I need to move.
Insight and interviews with the greatest metaphysical minds in the world.
248-545-SOUL.
New horizons, no boundaries.
Something's got to break up. Hey folks, welcome to Metaphysical Minds. This is your host, Shea Parker. I want to thank everybody for tuning in with me tonight. Today is August 23rd, and hey, we just got a shakeup here up in New York, New Jersey area, and I know we got it all up and down the coast. So my guests this evening were actually sitting in one of the largest quake areas, but they're okay. They made it, to the show this evening, and I'm just going to go ahead and bring them right on. So we have Liana Legge as well as Christopher Buck from Ohm Times Magazine as well as Humanity Healing. They are the founders of both, in addition to many, many other websites, which we won't even get into right now. But anyway, guys, welcome to the show. It is my pleasure.
Hi, Shay.
Hi, Shay. Thank you for having us.
Oh, thank you for being here. And folks, these are my very, very, very dear friends as well as colleagues. I cannot say enough about these two folks. They are probably, we've got salt of the earth with us here, guys. I mean, Liana and Chris are just, workaholics who are really there. They have a nonprofit. I mean, they do this, invest their blood, sweat, and tears into both Humanity Healing, which is humanityhealing.net, as well as this beautiful, amazing magazine that they have now, Ohm Times Magazine, which is simply ohmtimes.com. We've also got ascendinghearts.net and all sorts of other groovy little things that they've got their hands in on. But before we get into the rest of all of that, guys, I want to have my customers get to know Liana and Chris. So I don't know who wants to start or how you guys want to do it. I know you two kind of your left brain and right brain there. So how did this start?
Let Liana talk because I really just take care of the kitties.
Yeah. You take care of the kitties.
No,
give me a break.
I really don't know what to say. We started because we had, I think most of us in this moment, that gather together around a spiritual and a bigger understanding of our life process and the process of that the planet Earth is, journeying to, traversing right now. We all gather in this new, and I don't like to say new, but this type of shifted consciousness towards a new goal, or towards change, toward change in equality, toward change and peace and harmony. This is a process. This is not something that just started yesterday and has been in many people's mind all over the country, not only the country, but the world in general. And people are organizing. And the idea of Humanity Healing was born of the same concept, but to have a gathering place where people that feel the need to express themselves through art, through music, through writings, through healing, to come together and, create this critical mass that would make us jump from one stage to another. That was the conceptual idea behind Humanity Healing in general.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, Humanity Healing was, it came from a need of, we actually started over MySpace among all places.
Liana and I, as strange as that sounds, actually connected across MySpace.
We're going to get into that because
Under the name of Rack, where she shared, inspirational thoughts. And I was there as a Reiki practitioner looking to connect people together to, I was trying to put together a group to do pro bono work at a local cancer center. And we met and we started talking, and when I would run into people that needed spiritual guidance, I would send them to Liana, and when she needed energetic healing, she would connect with me. And we ran into this one case. A gentleman wrote to her and said, you know, I'm in the hospital, I've got stage 4 cancer, you know, the doctor says I've got 3 weeks to live, I'm desperate, I'm willing to try anything, but don't ask me to pray because I don't have any faith. And Liana and I kind of looked at each other across the country at the time. She was on the West Coast, and I'm here on the East Coast, right near the epicenter of the earthquake. And we looked at each other, and it was like, how do we respond to this? And we started a letter to him, and the letter started, you don't have to have faith because we have enough faith for you. And we gathered together every single healer, every Reiki practitioner, every shaman, every type of energetic healer that we knew, plus the prayer warrior groups, all concentrated on this one gentleman. And, you know, we had another couple of emails with him, and then everything went silent for about 4 weeks, and we were a little bit, you know, worried. And
nervous,
all of a sudden,
yeah,
we got an email that it was essentially, you know, I don't know what happened. The doctors don't know what happened. My cancer is in complete remission, and they're releasing me from the hospital.
Wow.
The amazing thing about the whole thing was that because of this, he decided to reflect and reevaluate his beliefs, because there had to be something greater in order to manifest this type of miracle in his life.
Well, we're not saying here that we were the one to heal him.
Oh, absolutely not.
What we're saying is that the concept, we could experiment, we actually could see how intense is the manifestation or creation of miracles when you have a certain amount of consciousness directed towards one goal. And,
right,
you know, clearly he had merits because he was, you know, he received the miracle through the law of grace, but he received it and he acknowledged it. And all the time we said, we're going to support you, but I sincerely thought in that moment that we would support him to a better transition, not for healing.
Right.
On itself, I thought that, inside of me, my idea was that he would experiment healing, but in a level that was not necessarily physical. So when he came back after like 4 months, he moved. He actually changed his life completely. He was a businessman. He decided to retire, and now he's still
he photographs birds, doesn't he?
Now he photographs birds and do, you know, special pictures for calendars. So he changed his life completely, but now he actually is going to a church, which I thought was funny. But before it was like, no, there's no God. I am here. No God would do this to me. And I, you know, was like, all right. That was one of the experiences that actually changed our perspective. And, this can be done in bigger scale.
And as a result, what we did is Liana had a group that she had started on Yahoo Groups just to, in case. And it was called Yamandi Healing. So we dusted it off, and we essentially hung out a little sign saying we're open for business, and it kind of took off. And in the next 4 years, Yamandi Healing is just over 4 years old, and in that time period, we've established our own community over on Ning, which has over 9,000 people in it. We've got the Yamandi Healing University, where we teach various aspects of ageless wisdom. We've got Om Time Magazine, which was originally started to be a catalyst for people in our network to help that are excellent authors but hadn't quite, you know, gotten the publicity yet to get their name out there, and that's taken off. We've started a dating community for people that want to try conscious dating or spiritual or having a hard time connecting with such. That's called Ascending Hearts. And of course, at the heart of everything is our nonprofit. This is Yamandi Healing International, where we do work such as we built a vocational training center in Uganda. Matter of fact, we're a licensed CBO out in Uganda. And right. we've got projects that we're lined up with that we're doing elsewhere. And all this is because you bring together people of like mind that believe in a higher consciousness, a better way to live. And you bring them together, and look what manifests. Mm. It's amazing.
Yep. And you know, just to our listeners out there, I want to let everybody know that what Liani and Chris have done is put this together literally just on a completely nonprofit basis. I mean, they really give all of themselves morning, noon, and night, and are doing it. A lot of this funding is, you know, out of their own pocket and just based upon donations. So if anyone is out there listening and this really resonates with you and it touches you on a level that you'd like to pitch in and help, you know, folks, this is really what this is all about. I mean, I can personally vouch for both Liani and Chris. I mean, any monies that are donated toward humanity healing literally go to help heal the world. And I know you have a – where would they go to do something like that?
Well, the best place to donate to Humanity Healing International, the projects that we do, would be on the .org website, humanityhealing.org.
Okay.
And to donate there. Other places where we have things, for instance, at Ohm Times, that goes to help keep Ohm Times running for people. But if you want to do, you know, good works or what we call spiritual activism, to donate that through the humanityhealing.org, because every donation we get there goes directly to the projects.
Yeah, and I do know that. And folks, you know, lots of times we have lots of people out there calling for donations, and, you know, oftentimes it's sad to say, but, you know, only maybe 10% of your money goes toward the actual causes. But with Humanity Healing, I can tell you that the money is going where they say it's going to go, and I can't stress that enough. So definitely, if you're interested in helping out folks, please visit humanityhealing.org and, you know, donate directly through there. So you are listening this evening, folks, to Liani Leahy as well as Chris Buck. They are the founders of humanityhealing.net as well as humanityhealing.org, you know, ohmtimes.com, and several other websites. But what we're going to do is we're going to get into this a bit more after the break. We do have to take our first break of the evening. So please do stay tuned. This is Shea Parker, Metaphysical Minds. We will be right back.
Calling all healers. BestAmericanHealers.com is a brand new internet directory, and we are currently looking for the best healers in the nation. Our directory has limited availability in all states for all healing modalities. Join us today and be ranked among the best healers in the country. Visit BestAmericanHealers.com. That's BestAmericanHealers.com for details.
Inner Realm Magazine is the place to see and to be seen in the New York, New Jersey metro area. The premier guide to exploring all aspects of holistic health, it will keep your finger on the pulse of the latest and greatest metaphysical happenings. You can pick up a free copy of Inner Realm Magazine in any of the holistic or metaphysical stores in the New York, New Jersey area. And if you'd like to advertise in Inner Realm Magazine, just contact Cheryl Arcodia directly at www.innerrealmmagazine.com.
Soaring Spirit Conference invites you to allow your spirit to soar. Join us for the Soaring Spirit Fall Equinox Conference in New York City on September 24th and September 25th from 11 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. For conference details, visit SoaringSpiritConference.com. The conference will feature well-known speakers and groundbreaking workshops with topics such as mediumship, prosperity, rebirthing, rituals, stones, and spirit guides. Visit SoaringSpiritConference.com and register now. Special early bird discounts apply.
Step back in time to the very beginning, before life as we know it existed. Stones have been on this earth since before the inception of man. They are keepers of ancient wisdom and messages. Tap into the profound wisdom of stones and let your journey begin at the Rock Girl Sacred Stone School. Let the Rock Girl take you back to those ancient days to learn firsthand the language and the secrets of stones. The Rock Girl will teach you how to develop your very own technique of communicating with them, allowing you to embark on your own path of self-discovery. Courses include Reiki, psychic development, chakra balancing and auric cleansing, hands-on healing, and more. Visit sacredstoneschool.com for classes and workshops taught exclusively by The Rock Girl of therockgirl.com.
Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
This is Metaphysical Minds with Shay Barker.
248-545-SOUL. New Horizons. No boundaries.
Hey, folks. Welcome back. Shay Barker here, Metaphysical Minds. Want to thank everybody for tuning in this evening. I have two very special guests with me tonight that I am just very... so honored to have Leonie Leahy as well as Christopher Buck from humanityhealing.net, humanityhealing.org, as well as omtimes.com, as well as ascendinghearts.net, as well. I could go, I mean, literally, you guys have so many websites, like, I could just sit here the whole hour and talk about all the different, you know, jobs that you have. And seriously, I don't know how you do it all. I really don't. It blows
we're not sure how we do it all either. But the end result is we always seem to be trying to play catch up. Yeah. And we tend to work about 16 to 18 hours a day.
Yeah, I know. It's nuts. But you know what I love about you two, though, is we were talking about shifting your consciousness, and you're talking about, you know, like synchronicity and things opening up and, you know, people finding their path. And, of course, the very structure of humanity healing is the flower of life. And that's obviously a symbol of, you know, growth of the human spirit and such. And for those out there listening, I want to give a little bit of background about the houses of humanity healing, if you will. They're based upon the 10 gifts of the spirit, which are healing, faith, compassion, wisdom, hope, creation, counsel, knowledge, justice, and reconciliation. And then, of course, the two fruits of the spirit, which are kindness and peace. So as we were talking about before the break, Chris and Leonie have come together literally from across the globe because, Leonie, you're originally from Brazil.
Yes.
And, of course, Chris is from, you know, the States. And what I love about the two of you, and we have to share this on the air for the world to hear, is your story of how you met. Because you talk about synchronicity, the odds, I mean, when my listeners hear that, they're just going to smile to themselves because I found your story so fascinating when you told me. It blew my mind. So I'll set it up for you. Basically,
okay.
Leonie, you were, it was your first time flying over to the States, right?
Yeah, by yourself, yes.
Right, by yourself, and you had religiously studied the English language because you wanted to get here and actually be able to communicate. So
yes, exactly.
You landed in the airport.
In Atlanta.
So then, lo and behold, some tragedy happens, and your suitcase and all of its contents pretty much go flying, right?
Yes.
All over the place.
It was my first time. And, you know, I land in Atlanta Airport, which is, for me, was, you know, absolutely the gates of hell.
Yeah.
And a thing that, you know, with the southern accent,
yeah.
I just couldn't understand. I knew people were trying to communicate with me, but I couldn't do it.
Right,
you
right.
know, and it was... I was so nervous and despair that everything that I came, you know, and I came like a Brazilian tourist, you know, I came with a purse and this and that and this and that full of things when I had to carry everything and go around is like, oh my God, like, I just don't know how to put everything on the bus and go to the, it was just the pace was too fast for me. So everything starts, you know, coming down like a tornado. And I fell down with everything.
And so here I am standing in the line at Burger King in the Atlanta airport, and this poor woman behind me drops everything. I turn around, I see her, she's just on the verge of tears, and I help her pick up her stuff and get her bags all back together, and I tell her it'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And we part. And
okay, and this is the part I love, because I just got, like, goosebumps
again
when you said that. You parted ways at that point. That was it, folks. They parted ways.
That was it. We parted ways. We ran into each other at the Atlanta airport. I helped her pick up her stuff. I told her it'd be okay. And then she went to the West Coast, and I went back up to Virginia. And she saw me again on Facebook about 10 years later.
When he applied to, you know, before he applied to my page, we had a series of friends in common. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, I know this guy. I saw him in the airport. Yeah. But, you know, it just passed because in his page or my space, he had like 80 friends or something.
And Leoni had about 20,000.
And I, you know, my page was a page of inspiration, so I made a point that I would not apply to anybody's page because
right.
It would be something more or less like a newsletter. You know, I mean, you would not just put people on your, you know, find addresses
yeah.
and put in your newsletter.
No,
so
no, yeah.
It was more likely like that. So when he started talking to me, I thought that I knew him, you know, so I start talking to him and then find out that we were not friends. And then we start communicating and stuff like that.
And became friends. But when she finally mentioned something about Atlanta, I'm like, well, I remember this, but what are the odds of this? I had to go back through all my travel documents. You know, at the time I was, you know, before I started doing what I'm doing, I was an engineer. I designed machinery. I had my own company for a while. And I tracked back down when I was in the Atlanta airport. And sure enough, I was passing through there when she was passing through there. And it was like, what is the serendipity of this? This
wow.
is amazing.
You were the guy that told her it was all going to be okay.
And see each other. It's almost like it was like we were destined to connect.
Yeah.
Because down the road, we would connect again.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what's fascinating to me about this story is, okay, I mean, yeah, you've got the odds of meeting in the airport and blah, 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 but then here you fast forward 10 years, okay, and two opposite sides of the coast, and Leoni's got 20,000 friends on her MySpace page, and still,
she has a bit of a MySpace
like,
deity.
Yeah, I mean, still, you got through all of that, all of those people, and what really kills me is she recognized you. I mean, because honestly, listen, 10 years
well, I'm not that recognizable.
Yeah, okay, come on. I'm not saying that you're not memorable, Chris, but I'm just saying, really, like if you think about the strangers that you meet randomly, you know, 10 years, like that's a long time. You know, I mean, for what did you probably have a 30, 40-second meeting in the Atlanta airport? I mean,
oh, no,
you know.
It was 3 minutes. No, but this oh.
You had a lot of stuff to pick up.
Yeah, I had a lot of...
Oh, that's right.
The thing is, Shay, the problem is it's with me. I have this memory, which, you know, people say, oh, my God, it's a blessing. But actually, for me, it's a curse. I can't forget anything. I don't mean forget and forgive and nothing like that, but... You know, I was born with this photographic memory, and
which came in handy during exams.
Exactly, that was what I did. You know, when I didn't want to study in high school, what I did was I opened a book, and I like take clicks photographs,
mm-hmm.
And during the exams, I was just sat there and literally read the pages
yeah,
afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you're talking about because my mind does that too. Like I can remember the color of a folder or like exactly what a sign looked like because it's like an imprint in my head, you know, and I don't think a fully photographic memory, but I do, like I get those and people are like, how do you remember that? But it just like it pops up like a picture in my mind
exactly.
And I can see it, you know.
So I got to the point that my teachers put me on the front close mm-hmm. to them. Because they thought I was cheating, you know, on the,
right.
or have some
yeah.
paper with the stuff.
Right.
I said, you put word by word. I said, I know.
Yeah.
Are you studying? I said, yes. But,
wow.
You know, yeah. I have that. And up to today, I can recognize people on
yeah.
Facebook, you know, that I was friends with on MySpace. And I have been out of my space for, what, two years and a half?
Yeah.
More, maybe. So
yeah, but, I mean, if you take it even a step further, okay, you remembered him after 10 years, but what are the odds that an engineer, okay, very, very left-brained, very analytical, would connect on such a level with you who were doing inspirational, you know, had an inspirational site put together?
Well, I kind of had a sea change in the middle of all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I was... you know, I lived the typical American dream. It's like I had great parents. I went to college. I graduated. I got married. I had two children. You know, and then I had the American dream part two, which was, you know, I got divorced. You know, it's like I started, you know, started a company. My company went through, you know, problems. It went through all these sort of things, and I finally got around to dating again after my kids were old enough. And it's one of the reasons why we wanted to do a conscious dating website at some point, because it was really difficult to find people who were as serious as you were. With the internet dating world is just a zoo, and Lord knows the stories I have are priceless, but I'm glad I'm not going through that again.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the ladies that I ran into actually became a fairly good friend, and she was going through massage, or she decided she didn't want to be an accountant anymore, she wanted to be a massage therapist. And I was going to went over to pick her up for dinner, and you know, I walk in, she says, "I learned the coolest thing in class today, hop up on the massage table." And of course, you know, I'm a guy, I'm like, yes! You know, when a pretty girl asks you to get up on the massage table, it's a good thing.
Oh, Chris. Yeah,
So what happens is I hop up there, and she pulls out this pendulum, and she starts talking about chakras and all this sort of thing. And I'm, of course, at the time, was very left-brain, and I'm thinking, oh, geez, I don't believe in any of this kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
So she puts the pendulum over my sacral chakra, and nothing happens.
Uh-huh.
She's like, okay, well. So she tries another chakra, and, of course, nothing happens. And she goes up and down all the seven primary chakras, and finally she goes, oh, you are so blocked. And I'm like, well, duh, I'm a guy. But, you know, I didn't want to spoil the evening, so I said, well, tell you what, why don't you hop up on the massage table and let me do this. And so she tells me where to go, and I put the pendulum over the sacral chakra, and the thing starts spinning in this 2-inch diameter counterclockwise circle. And I'm like, whoa. Well, I'm an engineer. I know all about, you know, moment arm and how much, you know, movement you need up here to generate down here. So I'm doing everything I can not to let this pendulum move. But it moves on every single one. And it completely shifted my concept of the universe as far as what was real and what wasn't. And I started studying energy therapy, which is how I got into Reiki, which is how I got into MySpace looking to connect with other Reiki people, which is how I ran into Liani.
Yeah, wow. I mean, what a story. And you know, for my listeners out there, this is what synchronicity is. I mean, the odds of these two people coming together again, you know, after some random chance meeting in the Atlanta airport of all places, you know, to creating these amazing, amazing sites and not just sites. I mean, these are actual, you know, you've created groups of individuals that have come together collectively across the globe, you know, and it did that. I mean, it's just, to me, it's an amazing story. Like, it really, really is. You can't, I mean, it's not like, you know, two brothers started out together and they wanted to create, you know, they had this dream. I mean, you guys, for whatever reason, for, you know, on opposite sides of the world have come together. And I just,
I think our souls, each of our higher selves, our souls, arranged the meeting so that we would connect, or we would meet the first time here. And probably on some level it was kind of like, oh, they're not ready yet, and that's why Liani went to the West Coast and I continued on. And we were brought back together when we were ready to do our service to humanity, which is humanity healing.
What you're doing now, yeah, and that, but that within itself is just so incredible, because how many people make that left turn when they should have turned right. But, you know, they never get that second chance. And you guys were given it not only once, but twice. And I just think it's incredible. And clearly it's divinate, you know, it's the divine order in my opinion. So folks, we're going to hear more from Liana and Chris when we get back from break. But in the meantime, please feel free to surf to humanityhealing.net.
or check out Om Times Magazine, which is a fabulous online magazine. You can learn all sorts of great stuff. There's fantastic articles in there. That's simply omtimes.com. This is Shea Parker, Metaphysical Minds, folks. We will be right back after the break.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
I thought I saw a man brought to life. He was warm, he came around, like he was dignified. He showed me what it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that man I adored. You don't seem to know, seem to care what your heart is for. I don't know him anymore. There's nothing where he used to lie. The conversation has run dry. That's what's going on. Nothing's fine, I'm torn. I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. I'm cold and I am shamed. Lying naked on the floor. Illusion never changed into something real. Teller's right. Should have seen just what was there and not some holy light. It's crawled beneath my veins and now I don't care. I have no luck. I don't miss it all that much. There's just so many things that I can't start jumping on.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Welcome back to Metaphysical Minds with Shea Parker.
248-545-SOUL.
248-545-7685.
Sing it out. Boy, you've got to see what tomorrow brings.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Everyone, welcome back. Shea Parker here, Metaphysical Minds. You are listening tonight to Chris Buck and Liani Leggy from OmTimes.com as well as HumanityHealing.net. They are the founders of both, and we just kind of been talking a little bit tonight about how Liana and Chris met. They have a very, I think, serendipitous story, and you know, talking about a little bit, getting into a little bit of how they actually started Humanity Healing and what it's all about. So, but I wanna branch out a little bit more to a another. Well, I guess it really is a branch because Intuitive Foundations, folks. Google it, check it out, go there. It is intuitivefoundations.com. And what we've done is both Liani and Chris, and as a matter of fact, myself, we've kind of joined forces to bring you online courses that are taught by, you know, various psychics and healers throughout the nation. And, you know, they also offer you – Liani and Chris, you both offer your own university classes as well, right? Through
That's correct. We have on the .net we have a university section. And when you were talking earlier about the houses of humanity healing, and mm-hmm. how we set these up, and each house we see as a path towards individual healing, and through that collective healing as a whole, one of those houses is the House of Knowledge, which mm-hmm. is where Intuitive Foundations and our own university fit in. This is where we share knowledge, we share teaching with people so that they can work towards their individual healing and mm-hmm. through them to help others.
Yeah, because, you know, we have a pretty good big world out there, and everybody that has a gift but doesn't know how to develop it should work towards the development of their own gifts or their own abilities, because this is the best and the only way that you really will facilitate the blooming of your not only divine mission, but your soul purpose. You know, it's through the development of those gifts. And Intuitive Foundation has a very much of a decisive participation, because the focus is all on the gifts in itself. Why our university is more on the part of, you know, the understanding of comparative religions, cultures, and how the human being process itself. The Intuitive Foundation is very much specific on the development of gifts, on the opening of your spiritual path, on the contact with your spiritual guides, on the understanding. For instance, Allison Hayes offers incredible courses, especially on understanding of rocks. She's high priestess. I don't know myself anybody in U.S. I really, you know, I'm not a, you know, I'm not that I'm not a fan, but she is absolutely incredible. And the knowledge that she has is something that was not gathered during one lifetime. When you talk to Allison, you perceive that her pores exude the knowledge of crystals and rocks, and how, you know, the deep understanding of, you know, solid understanding of this, you know, this entire kingdom, the mineral kingdom, and interaction with us, and how they are here to support every single sentient being to make the transformation. So those are very specific areas that we at university don't explore too much, but we brought them in, you know, and we're really glad of this association, because they are the specialists.
I think of it as what we teach in the university is spirituality, and what you have in Intuitive Foundations is applied spirituality. This is the technique. This is how to put it into practice in your daily life. You know, as far as developing the gifts to help others. And you know, when we started Humanity Healing, we the theory was always like, we don't want to do this all ourselves. We don't want to reinvent the wheel. What we want to do is be the grease that helps other people's wheels go. And this is what's so perfect about Intuitive Foundations, because we can really bring together some wonderful experts in their field to ripple out and to expose this knowledge to a broader audience through the networks that we've built. So we're really just so proud to be a part of it.
Yeah, definitely, and as am I. And just to give my listeners an idea of some of the courses and workshops that you can take, there's literally, guys, online lectures, there's courses, there's workshops, and just to name a few, you know, we've got psychic development online, we've got Reiki, chakra balancing, auric cleansing, crystal healing, energy balancing, psychic protection, hypnosis, dream interpretation. There's a total life cleanse that you can do online, weight loss programs that are very holistically oriented, just a ton of things. The Rock Girl, for instance, Allison Hayes, as a matter of fact, tomorrow she's teaching Embracing the Shift, Stones for 2012 and Beyond. We've got How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Skin coming up with Lee Cohen Wyatt. There's a great weight loss program on with Jonathan Glass, who owns his own healing center in Massachusetts. Tons of different, you know, sort of modalities out there that you guys can just sit in the comfort of your home. And I mean, this is the beauty of this, is you are getting professionally trained, instructors. They're all from either bestamericanpsychics.com or bestamericanhealers.com, which I have founded both of those websites. And these people are tested, they're trained, they're certified, they're of the highest integrity and the highest professionalism. And, you know, they really just want to pass on the torch to the students out there that may be interested. So, folks, if you're interested at all in any of what we're talking about here tonight, just please go to intuitivefoundations with an S.com. Very simple website. And you can, you know, you can sign up for any of the courses. You can sign up right through PayPal. Very simple. And then, like I say, you take it all 100% online. So you don't have to travel. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to dress up. You don't have to press your clothes. Just, you can sit there in your PJs, you know, eating a pizza, and you could take these classes. So it's good stuff,
There's also big links up at the top of Om Times and humanityhealing.net. So if you're on those websites, just look up towards the top. There's five boxes that go across the top, and one of those you'll see is Intuitive Foundations, which will link you over to the correct place.
Yep, absolutely. So, and also, I know that a lot of my listeners often submit instant feedback. So, guys, if you are interested in any course or you know, workshop that maybe you don't see listed on Intuitive Foundations, because, listen, this is it's very new. We've just started it. So if you don't see something on there that you would love to learn about, please send us a suggestion, because, you know, we're completely open to putting those courses up there. And believe me, we have the instructors to do it, because we have a wealth of professionals at our disposal that can jump on here and teach you guys. And I know for people in different parts of the country, it's often harder to find the holistic centers, and especially if you're in the more rural areas, it can be very difficult to figure out where to go to enhance and add to your metaphysical sort of, you know, toolbox, if you will. So this is a great way to do it, and you know, you can rest assured that you're being trained by some of the, literally, the nation's best professionals. So,
This is one of the beauties, I think, of what the true purposes of the Internet was supposed to be. It's, 20 years ago or so, if you were living in one place and wanted to learn about something, or it may not be available. But today, through the Internet, you literally can have your instructor in South Africa, you know, be teaching you. And it's mm-hmm. all pretty much real time.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, folks, if you are a healer or a teacher or an instructor out there, and you're interested in perhaps becoming an instructor with Intuitive Foundations, there is a link directly on intuitivefoundations.com. It simply says become an instructor. And, you know, feel free to contact us through there, and we'd be more than willing to, you know, get you all the information as to how to go about doing that. So lots of different possibilities out there, folks. Whether you want to learn more, just, you know, brush up on your current skills that you already have, or perhaps teach others, you know, you've got one great place to do it under the umbrella of humanityhealing.net, which is literally global, guys. So, I apologize to all the ladies out there, because I always say guys to my listeners, but I mean that collectively. So, guys, gals.
Well, I think that's a New York expression up there. It's always like, you guys.
I know. You guys, what are you doing? Yeah, so
Now, I firmly believe that the only way that we will shift the level of consciousness and elevate the vibration of this planet as a group of individuals is through the living and expressing of our gifts. So mm-hmm. That's the reason it's so important. It's important to believe in yourself, believe in your gifts, believe that, you know, the divine mind doesn't play dice, that you are here because you do have an important message to pass to the world. You know, you came here as part of this giant clock that would not work without your participation. But how to be the best of yourself, you have to develop your gifts and express them with certainty, with assurance, and with, you know, the outstanding energy that you came, which is unique. There's nobody like you in this entire universe. You know, it's like you have one name, you have just one vibration, one note, you know, in this infinitude of notes created by the divine mind. So I believe that we can change a lot. We can change and bring the change that we want to see in the world, but it has to start with ourselves. You know,
yeah. It's almost a cliche, let the change begin with me, but it really is true.
I believe that's what Gandhi wanted to say. You know, be the change. It's you. You know, we are able to change the world when we change ourselves. And if we have time, I will share with you guys one of my meditations, one of the visions I had during one of my recent meditation.
Hold that thought, because what we're going to do is we're going to take a break, and when we come back, let's definitely get into that in the final segment, because this is our last break of the evening, and then, we want to hear all about that vision. So hang tight, folks. We will be right back with Liani Lagy as well as Chris Buck from Humanity Healing and Om Times. So stay tuned.
Calling all healers. BestAmericanHealers.com is a brand new internet directory, and we are currently looking for the best healers in the nation. Our directory has limited availability in all states for all healing modalities. Join us today and be ranked among the best healers in the country. Visit BestAmericanHealers.com. That's BestAmericanHealers.com for details.
Soaring Spirit Conference invites you to allow your spirit to soar. Join us for the Soaring Spirit Fall Equinox Conference in New York City on September 24th and September 25th from 11 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. For conference details, visit SoaringSpiritConference.com. The conference will feature well-known speakers and groundbreaking workshops with topics such as mediumship, prosperity, rebirthing, ritual stones, and spirit guides. Visit SoaringSpiritConference.com and register now. Special early bird discounts apply.
Do you need psychic advice but don't know where to find an accurate, ethical reader? At BestAmericanPsychics.com, we've done the homework for you. Best American Psychics is an exclusive internet directory of tested psychics offering our customers the best of the best. We have celebrity psychics such as Michelle White Dove, The Rock Girl, Sun Hee and Chin Hee Park, Belinda Bentley, and more. Visit us today at BestAmericanPsychics.com. We see so you can believe.
Inner Realm Magazine is the place to see and to be seen in the New York, New Jersey metro area. The premier guide to exploring all aspects of holistic health, it will keep your finger on the pulse of the latest and greatest metaphysical happenings. You can pick up a free copy of Inner Realm Magazine in any of the holistic or metaphysical stores in the New York, New Jersey area. And if you'd like to advertise in Inner Realm Magazine, just contact Cheryl Arcodia directly at www.innerrealmmagazine.com.
Psychic Radio is our CBS Radio's The Sky.
This is Metaphysical Minds with Shea Barker.
248-545-SOUL. New Horizons. No boundaries.
Welcome back to Metaphysical Minds. This is Shea Parker. My guests this evening are Liani Lagy as well as Chris Buck from HumanityHealing.net and OmTimes.com. That's just two of their websites, but those are kind of the main ones for now. So before we went to break, Liani, you were telling us about I'll let you pick it up. So you pick it up where you left off.
Say is that, you know, when we talked before, how special and how unique any person in this world is, and no matter where you classify or label it, we are all special. We are all different because we are a result. We are a dream that came from the mind of God, or the mind of the Creator, or the mind of the Divine Mind of Mother, you know. But the vision I had was during a meditation. And like I was telling Shay, it is, I have a meditation every night, but it is not at all the time I have the fireworks, which means the phenomena and the big visions. But this one was very important. I was meditating, and always my last prayer of the night is to continue being a set of hands, a conduit of compassion, not an avatar of power. This is my prayer, has been my prayer forever. And then I opened my soul. I shut down my ego and opened my channel to my soul to receive instructions. What is my next step? And one of these nights last week, what I saw was it opens when I shut down, it opens a little screen, and there is, you know, like a free movie. I love it. It's a free movie. I had no control. I have no input with my imagination or visualization. I just see it. And I saw myself outside Earth, looking at Earth, and it was beautiful because it was like Earth was breathing. Then I heard something in my back, and I turn around, and from, you know, from the back where it was, an eternal cosmos, it was coming this host of angels, and they were singing. But, I mean, they were not the conventional angels. I'm saying it's angels, but looks like a group of souls singing, and they didn't see me. I was there, and they passed through me. But when they passed through me, it was a sensation, incredible sensation of pure joy. And I, you know, it was so intense that I had tears coming to my eyes, and I continue static because it was so good that I wanted to be there in that place forever. But they passed through me, and they enter Earth. When they enter Earth, I could see their energy going all over. Mm-hmm. And then it was okay, and I was like static in that moment. But then suddenly from Earth, it came one little light, like a little tiny star. And this tiny star, I was distant. I was just an observer. This little tiny star came out and stand there. And then that's what when the beautiful and the most amazing thing I ever seen in my life happened. Because a series of other lights came from everywhere, and they encompassed that light, and they encompassed that little star like a big, you know, a big embrace. It was like a cosmic embrace. Mm-hmm. And it was so beautiful, and the display of colors. There were colors that I never saw in my life. Mm-hmm. And what it was like, I was so amazed and mesmerized. But something told me and said, that's what happens when the soul graduates Earth School.
Oh, wow.
And I said, oh, my God. You know, I felt so much, I don't know who that soul was, but wow. I felt privileged mm-hmm. to witness what it happens to someone that graduated the school of the strong, which is, you know, to journey on Earth. And then I understood that when you graduate Earth School, when you realize that you are, you know, as special as you are, and you live your life with purpose, and you did your best, and you listen to your heart, you listen to your higher self, the amount of joy that you bring down as a manifestation was exactly why that choir of angels came singing in joy. It was such an incredible moment, you know. And by the way, folks, I don't use drugs. I don't drink alcohol. I'm a very much an old dinosaur, but I pretty much enjoy meditation techniques. But it was one of the most strongest experiences I had on my spiritual path. Not that I have this every day, you know. I don't have fireworks. Oh my God, I see this. No, I don't. But it was pretty impressive. And the reason I'm sharing with you guys publicly is to, you know, I have this understanding intellectually that we are very particular, different, unique notes on the symphony of the spheres. But when you see it played out and you witness, and the only way that you to capture that is through what you feel in your heart, it's just a complete different, you know, journey. It's a journey not of, of the intellect. It's not a mind's journey. It's a journey of the heart. So
each of us come to this planet, come to Earth School, with one primary purpose, and that is to learn and to understand compassion. I mean, there's lots of things we can do here on this planet, but that is truly what we're supposed to do. And when you connect on a heart level to somebody or something and practice compassion and give of yourself on that level, and we're not talking feeling bad for someone or donating or this sort of thing, but truly connecting through compassion, that joy that's created, the energy that of that one single act raises the vibration of all humanity, because we are all connected.
Yeah, indeed.
And that's, that's really what we're here for.
Yeah, and what a fantastic story, not even story, but experience, I should say, to end this show on. I mean, I can't, and thank you both so much for, you know, being with me today and for sharing your experiences as well as, you know, your visions, your meditations, and really your, you know, your life's purpose, because I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you two were meant to do this work and so much more that I know will expand far beyond. So,
we had a little earthquake.
Yeah, mini earthquake. So, well, we are at the top of the hour, folks, which means we do have to wrap, unfortunately, but please do stay tuned. Allison Hayes, the Rock Girl, is coming up next, Rock Talk with the Rock Girl. And I will be back tomorrow night on Best of the Best with Shea Parker from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on New Sky Radio. So please rejoin me. And Liani, Chris, any final quick words of wisdom for the audience tonight?
Well, thank you very much for having us here and for giving the opportunity to share who we are and what we're doing. And please, everyone, come visit us over on the nonprofit, humanityhealing.org, so you can see what your works, what your compassion are helping to create in the world.
Wonderful.
And thank
all
you,
right, guys.
You know, for this one more time for this opportunity sharing.
Yep, you got it. And you guys, I'll have you back on because I know you have many more stories to tell. So thank you, all of my listeners, this evening. And again, please stay tuned for Rock Talk with the Rock Girl coming up next. I'll talk to everybody tomorrow. Bye for now.